All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I know you want some degeneracy because you're here for Grimm's Adult Game Corner, and Dead Penetration's here.
What's that?
And we are doing Being a Dick, more of it. Now, you guys, if you want more of it on MGTOW.TV, I know we don't get as many hits as we used to, things are changing on the platform, blah, 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 but if you see any people that are talking shit about it or anything else we do, just, you know, fight for the content. Say, hey, I want more Being a Dick. I want more, more City of Broken Dreamers. I want more Funbag Fantasy. I want more, Starless. Whatever we do. Just make sure people know, you know, that you want more content. That way, we can continue to post this stuff, because we're glad to have this platform and able to do what we're doing. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Okay, so we got several different girls we can talk to right from the start.
We need to talk to the brothers that didn't.
Hey, sexy, looking for some fun? Maybe later. Let's go ahead and talk to the brothers. You're telling me that you're willing to put your ass against it but not sign it? I can see it in your eyes, maggot. You want to spend money but have no money to spend. I'll make you a deal. I'll give you money right now. But you're not leaving this club with any of it.
Yeah.
I'll take that deal any day. Rock on! Lily's the best one, but Envy is worth the money. I'm not talking to him yet. So we're gonna go to... they automatically put me here. Hey, Nick! Maggot, having a good time? Yeah, this place is great. Yeah. You don't look like you're having fun. What's up? Did you ever have a best friend? Yeah, I've had a best friend. This place just brings back those memories for me. What happened to your friend? He was my maggot brother. He dropped out last year. I just miss him a lot. That sucks. I should have noticed the Dicks have an uneven pairing. Vinny and I were the first maggots to join the Dicks the year Rusty and Tommy started it. We did all these crazy challenges together. Vinny was fucking nuts. They told us to do a kickstand. He did two. They told us to do the gay guard catcher. He did it without wearing a mask. Everything about him was just awesome. Why did he drop out? A bunch of reasons. He wasn't here to study. This was just a big joke to him. It sucks, but such is life. Hey, the Dicks may have maggot brothers and Testa do in pairs, but remember the code. Family comes first. It's a big family. You're not alone. Thanks, brother. I can see that you're drunk as fuck, but I really appreciate it. Grim, did you see Brandy yet? Nice one, huh? Yeah, she is. Who's your favorite girl here?
Lily.
It's definitely Lily. Ah, another one who's smitten with Lily. Good luck with that. Here, take this. You're giving me money? Why? Just went on a lap dance or something, dude. I remember how tough Hell Week was for me. You'll need some relief to pull through. Wow, thanks a lot, Jacob. Don't mention it, just enjoy, maggot. Hey, John boy. Yeah? It's weird seeing you and Derek in clothes. You miss seeing me naked? I don't blame you. Ha ha ha. During our time as maggots, you really tried to party without clothes in here. Tell him what happened. No, I don't wanna. It's a funny story, bro, tell him. It's not funny for me. When John Boy stripped his clothes, another gentleman asked him for a private dance. Ha ha ha! Shit was hilarious. Hey, fuck you, bro. I thought he was joking. So I joked back. What did you do? I put my shirt back on as you tried to slip a dollar bill into my undies. I'm guessing you're kind of scarred after that. Not as scarred as I would have been if I hadn't put that shirt back on. One of the girls had called on Stanley, but I managed to dodge that bullet. Did you drink enough beer today? Almost, I'm at number 9. 9? That's awesome. I know Rusty told you not to drink too much, but that's a thing you say. The best stories always come from being shit-faced. Go drink some more. The more you drink tonight, the less you have to drink tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lily, remember us? Of course, how can I forget? It's not every day I get to do a lap dance for two men at the same time. Hey, don't say it that way in front of our new maggot, son. You make it sound gayer than it was. Do I? As I remember, I asked if you wanted a second girl with us. We were just a bit short on cash, that's all. Don't make it sound like we were cheap, bro. For me, it was a bonding experience. Eyes down here, sweetie. Haha, just kidding. Look all you want. Where did you find this hottie? He's yummy. You hear that? She likes you. Yeah, I'm standing right next to you. Do you like to party, baby? It gets awfully lonely in this neon cage. Watch her dance?
Lap dance.
I'd like a lap dance. Sure, baby. Oh, there we go.
Nice.
It'd be nice if there was some animation.
Sometimes there is. It's just hit and miss.
Yeah. Still, I like... Thanks for the company, baby. Still, I like the poses and all that. I think it's really good. I think it's really natural.
Oh, yeah?
I was arguing with the guy on the internet. He said the poses aren't natural and the lighting isn't natural. I said, what do you mean the lighting's not natural? Everything looks...
Everyone's a critic.
I mean, you're an art student. You would know.
I mean...
Graphic art, you know?
A lot of times, lighting isn't necessarily got to be
perfect.
Realistic.
Right.
Or completely realistic. No, that's part of art is not going too real, but real enough to...
Right.
...have an illusion.
All right. Son, Daddy's gonna buy you a lap dance. Who do you want? You mean it? Yeah, you've been a good son and I'm in a party mood. Also, it's not really on me, it's on Rusty. So who do you want?
I don't know if you need to go how many times Lily
can... Rose, for sure. Yeah, you go give that redhead some love. I didn't see her. Oh, honk,
she was
honk,
the first
son.
One we saw.
Honk, honk, son. Honk, honk. Oh, there we go. 8-ball tattoo there.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Filler pussy?
Someone is daring. Make it count, because if Stanley sees you, you're fucked. This is so naughty. Let me taste that finger when you're done. Suck, suck, Wow.
Yeah, that's what they do there. I've been to a few.
Dancing for you made me all wet. Hope you enjoyed it.
Nice. Who's that? Yeah.
Mwah. Hi there. Envy. Envy, huh? Is that why you dress in green? No, it's because it gives customers an easy pickup line. Damn it, I should have made a joke about you being a deadly sin. Make it 2 pickup lines. I'm just glad your name isn't Gluttony.
I don't laugh. Yes, I don't.
Ah, good one, morons. She's not a stripper.
She's just a worker.
Yeah.
She's like a bartender or something, probably. Look around, see who else. I don't think you can drink.
Well, that's the one we got left, is Brandy. I sugar, I'm Brandy with an I. I'd like a lap dance. Of course, let's go to the couch. Oh, damn. Ow.
They don't just crunch on them there.
I enjoyed dancing for you, sugar. Alright, so I think we got all the girls. That's all of them. There are only 3 girls available.
Yeah.
It's like a Tuesday.
I bet you can go watch them dance, too. Go watch them dance, see if they do anything different.
Alright.
Yeah.
Wanna party, baby? What's your dance? Supposed to do that. Sorry, I couldn't resist. You better pull it out before Stanley notices. Hope you enjoyed the show, baby. Hey, sexy, looking for some fun? We did a lap dance already.
Lap dance is free, though.
I know, but we already did it. It's just gonna show us the same scenes.
You gotta spend all your money though.
I think I did.
I don't know, you have to look. Because I think it was unlimited. You might have to talk to your brother to see who's
come see me again, okay?
Yeah. Fine. Yellow. Brother. Not that. Your maggot brother.
Where the...
Oh, with the dick helmet.
Where the hell is he?
You gotta look for him, buddy. Who knows where he is.
He's not a vet. He's not here.
Yeah. I guess. And then pre-run.
Well, we go watch her dance too. Oh, yeah, you gotta watch everybody dance.
Yeah.
Watch them all dance. Damn, they're playing music that I normally listen to on a regular, like, basis.
You and your glow stick.
Not really. I thought about that video game, the guy that's blind or whatever, he does this, but he does it with video game music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did 101 thing. It's just all kinds of different music. All kinds of different games. Like, all of it was... I mean, he does more than just game music. He just did that one particular on game music. So that was pretty cool. But you know how long that fucking album was?
Yeah.
8 hours.
8 hours.
Mm-hmm. I looked at it. It was 8 hours. There's 100 tracks, and all of them were about 7 or 8 minutes long.
Well, I ain't ever seen a black girl spend time to work like that. It's usually a hot pink.
I like those big tits, don't you? Buy a lap dance from me and I'll let you touch more.
Good. I'd say do one more lap dance from Lily just to see if anything's different.
Well, we did.
Well, because if you show more attention, if it were a real life scenario, so you got an unlimited amount of money.
It looks the same, man.
Yeah, it does look the same. I don't know if you have the option of doing anything, though.
That was it.
And figure out, see what happens.
Alright.
There you go.
Everyone, look at my car! Oh man, Stanley's gonna throw him out. Look at it! Dude, what the fuck? Get that away from me. He actually took his... Israel, that's the wrong one. It's signed. What does that say? I can see the ink, but no fucking signature. Here, let me stretch it a bit for you. Hey, there it is. Who the fuck is Brand? I think it says Brandy. That's a signed cock, all right. Derek fucking did it. Maggot, are you drunk yet? Yes. Ooh. He goes, woo, like a fucking girl. Ah, that's a great sign. I hope you're still in control of your cock. It's time for another competition. No way, I mean, not eating my cum again. Not another competition. I love the grinding part, but the cum stuff was really gross. You make it sound so sleazy. I'm extremely proud of that tradition. This competition is a bit different, but it does involve nudity. Male nudity of the proper or the proper kind. Definitely the proper kind, right, ladies? I hope you have gotten yourself acquainted with our lovely performing hosts during the night. Oh, they've been very kind to us. Except for that one. She has a bit of a mood. That one, huh? Derek, what are their names? Names? I've seen you've gotten dances or talked to all of them. Surely you must remember their names. Yeah, sure. Brown boobs. Tattooed boobs. Small boobs. Old boobs. Old, I'm 30! Both wrong and insulting at once. What about your maggot brother? Do you know their names?
Brandy?
May I present Brandy with an I? That's an I love Brandy. Rose. That's Rose. She's as beautiful as a flower.
Lily.
She's as beautiful as a flower. You fucking said that already, you idiot. Envy. Have you met Envy? When she's not dancing for money, she enjoys long walks, cooking, and reading books. No, I don't enjoy any of those things. Well, that was interesting. You really know your strippers, I'll give you that. It wasn't part of the real competition, though. Put the blindfolds on. It's time to play Guess Who's Boobs. Normally, you don't get the groped strippers, but this time you're excused. Touch their boobs, and whoever guesses who's or who's wins. Derek goes first. Oh, these are really big ones. Rose's boobs. A bit smaller. Lily. Another huge pair. This must be Brandy. Yep, I knew it. These are definitely old boobs.
Oh, no.
That's the second slap. Derek. Derek scored 2 out of 4. Solid effort. Time for Grim to show if he knows the ladies better. Bring on the first pair. These boobs are almost too big for my hands and firm. Brandy,
yeah.
These ones are Brandy's. These boobs are small and firm.
Lily.
These boobs are really heavy and perfect for a tit job. Rose.
Yeah.
Definitely Rose's tits. These boobs are pretty standard and a bit saggy.
Andy.
These ones belong to Envy. We have a tie. 2 pairs of boobs were correctly guessed. Oh, we got 2 wrong.
It was Brandy and Rose is the one getting mixed
up. Okay, and with that tie, I think a tiebreaker would be perfect. Let's give Derek one more chance to redeem himself. One final pair of titties to show that he knows something. Hope you're ready, maggot. Here they come. What a great pair of tits. Who is that? So soft, they have some kind of texture.
I bet it's...
Why don't you give them a little lick? Oh, just try and stop me. Yep, remove the blindfold, maggot.
Yeah, that's...
You got some nerve, bouncer. But it's a bouncer. Look at my tits, boy.
I knew that's who it was.
This competition still delivers. I've got a fucking puke. Here, drink the beer, bro. Every fucking year so far, it's been interesting. Glug, glug, don't puke, Derek. Think of something else. Go to your happy place. It's all ruined. I will have to live knowing that Stanley's tits are better than small boobs, tattoo boobs, brown boobs, and Envy's boobs. Totally, I hope this competition lives on for many years. Someone shove a titty in my mouth to get rid of the aftertaste.
He's not going to recover.
Watch me drink all these shots in one go.
Hey, oh, that was it for him.
Whoa.
Hmm.
I have no clue how it happened, but I got home okay. Well, close enough.
Butt ass naked.
No, Maya? Phew, good. Man, sunlight is not my friend today. I really don't want to look at another bottle of beer, but I have to. Last night I drank way more than 10, I think. I need to count them later. Cell phone rings. Ah! Stop that noise! Smacks. Hello? Hey, it's me. Josie! Ah! What's wrong? It's just a hangover. How are you? I've tried reaching you. Yeah, I saw it. I was grounded and they took my phone. What? Why? Really? You're asking why? I think you know exactly why. Oh, I'm sorry for getting you into trouble. Don't be. Things needed to be said. And my dad got to hear an earful about Monica. You argued? Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. Because I'm moving out. Oh, no. You are? Where are you going? I'm coming to you.
Oh.
No way. You got in? Ah.
I knew all this stuff of...
Hangover? Yeah. Hey, I thought you'd be happier about coming here. Hold on. I don't think that's what it was said. Hey, I thought you'd be happier about coming here. It's just, you know, the way I'm leaving my dad, I thought it would be different. I don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything, except tell me your dorm number.
Oh.
Why do you ask? Well, I was thinking, maybe until I get my own dorm, I could stay with you?
Tell her about I don't know where else you're gonna stay.
Find someplace else to stay?
The only thing is, at some point, I bet y'all are gonna cross paths and you still ain't got to the whole get together with Maya yet.
I'm actually living with someone already. A girl. A girl, huh? Look at you, you stud. You think she'd mind if I stayed there too? It might get a bit awkward. Don't worry, I can always stay with a friend or something. And hey, I get it. I mean, given how you and I met, I'm not surprised if you started dating others. I care about you a lot, but yeah, the boyfriend part. It kind of bugs me. When I get there, I promise, I'll put my cards on the table. I'm gonna have to do it anyway. Why is that? I should have told you this before, but... Remember when I told you that relationships when you can't see each other every week suck? That won't be the case for me when I come there. No way. I really don't want to have this conversation over a phone call. Can you promise to let me explain in person? I'm getting a bit nervous. What if I know your boyfriend? Hey, promise. Alright, I promise to let you explain when you get here. Thank you. I guess I'll see you at B&R then. It seems so. Bye. She's really coming here. I don't know what to feel right now. Huh, is that a note? Good morning, I'm sure you have a headache today, so I'll write this without exclamation marks. I'm leaving for some scavenger hunt activities before class. If you're wondering why you slept naked under the bed, so do I. Let me just tell you that it wasn't for lack of convincing on my part. And I put your blanket in the laundry basket, you might not want to open that until you've sobered up. In case, read hopefully, you have forgotten about the other thing you did. Then we're good. XOXO. I don't remember any of that. How much did I drink? Well, it's only Hell Week once, but I'm going to try to squeeze in some actual studying today.
I do wonder what he did now. Come on, now.
First a shower and breakfast, though.
God.
How am I supposed to study while being buzzed? One lady tells the secrets to her finer. Where to eat and what to see in the most beautiful shore. If you love... boys, then you'll love this book. What the hell is he studying?
That sounds like gender studies.
Yeah. I can't even focus. Study English, study math, study gender studies.
Which one do we need the most help with?
Gender studies.
Yeah, probably.
10 plus score on your next gender studies test. Your total bonus for the next test is 20%. Okay, I understand that. You rolled a 2. Your character dropped a sword in the lake. Ha 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 ha. Man, they are annoying. This is a library, not a clubhouse. This must be how Bella feels like. Come on, focus. Study English, study math.
Yeah, math.
10%, okay. Next test is 10. I see. Sally's fire spell was a success. The monster is slain. Hurrah! He can't even study. He's got a hangover and they're playing D&D. Hey! Keep that noise down.
Man, I wish my librarians dressed like that.
No.
Excuse me.
What's with her?
Check her out. Get some dick score.
Oh, wow. He's here. Just letting you know. My head is spinning. I can't wait for this week to be over. Good morning. Morning, coffee. For me? Thanks. Are you reading? We're not supposed to be talking in here, you know. Mimicry. Funny. I had to break the ice somehow. Listen, I'm sorry for the way I acted yesterday. I shouldn't have reacted the way I did. It's just... I know. I shouldn't have gone behind your back either. Are we good? Yeah, we're good. What are you studying? A bit of everything. I'm really behind after all the pledge stuff the dicks are putting us through. Need any help? Did you ever take any gender studies class? No. Why? Do you? Yeah, my friend Maya told me it was supposed to be easy credits, but I don't understand half of it. I'm afraid I wouldn't either. Are you planning on taking any economics class?
You know, the thing about that is, all you gotta do is what your answer is and reverse it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be an engineer. Should I be taking economics? I didn't know he was going to be an engineer. Honestly, yes. Who knows what you may end up doing in life. If you ever want to start your own business or get ahead in a field of work, a few basic courses in economics should help you a lot. I do agree with that. Yeah, maybe you're right. Perhaps I'll do it next semester. Gender and sex, this doesn't seem that important to read about. She's pretty cute when she's reading.
Flirt with your feet. I think any dick move you can make, go for it, because it may not be a dick move.
Playing footsie.
She's smiling.
Yeah. They're playing footsie under the table.
Oh.
That's...
Oh.
My brain is starting to get full. It's like I hear the words I read, but I don't understand them.
Say it in a real, like, low IQ. The words hurt my head. Yeah. It's almost full.
Huzzah! The wizard has been defeated! Hey, Magnar, you do realize you're gonna make her come back if you keep it up. It's just so hard to contain our feelings when we play. And don't tell us to take it elsewhere, because there's no better place for us to play than here. What is that you're playing? Hello? Hello? Dungeons and Gremlins. Oh, they can't use dragons.
Well, copyright.
Oh. Sounds stupid. Said the student wasn't smart enough to join the Tri Beta fraternity. You just play with a pen and paper? And a die and instructions. Today, Magnar is the game master controlling the game, Dungeon Master. Precisely, but you forgot the most powerful asset of all. Absolutely vital to make the game interesting. Imagination. The entire game takes place within our minds.
Imagination.
Want to try it? I'm not sure. We could use a break. Let us in on the fun. I don't appreciate the undertone. But let us in on the fun. I don't know why that was said. I don't appreciate the undertone, but I think we can get rid of it with one playthrough. What do you say, gang? They don't even have characters. Well, it's quick to make one. Take a seat, please. Alright, let's start with you, Grim. What kind of character do you want to play as? So I can, pick anything? Yes, anything that fits the lore of fantasy. So how about a fighter? Like a knight? This one wants to be a knight immediately, haha. Let's start you off as a simple brute. And for Jill, I'm thinking a cute rogue elf, perhaps? Sure, why not? Now, let's play. Oh, cool.
Oh, that is going to be interesting.
The group of heroes find themselves in a local tavern. The meat is plenty, and the background you hear the bard play... The meat is plenty, and in the background you hear the bard play his tunes. The crackling fire keeps the tavern warm, and the locals are enjoying themselves after a hard day of work.
All right, Paul Harvey.
Sally, you start. I spend my turn greeting the party. Greetings, fellow heroes. I'm Sally the Witch. Fate has brought us together to this tavern today. Sally greets the party and slightly increases their morale. Ron, you're up. I spend my turn charming Jill the Elf. Jill, a pleasure meeting you. The name's Ron the Rogue. Don't let my charms fool you. I'm silent, deadly, but I have a soft spot for elves. Ron Heart charms joke. Jill and increases her health. Jill the Elf, it's your turn. I say hi to the party. Jill greets the party and slightly increases their morale. Such a copycat. Grim the Brute, what's your move? What can I do? Use your imagination.
Spank Sally.
I spank Sally's ass. You what? Hey, I'm a brute, right?
He is a brute.
Yeah.
Spanking Sally's ass. That requires a roll of at least 3. It's a 5. You have successfully spanked Sally's ass. Ouch!
I like it.
The bard's beautiful melody abruptly stops as a group of 3 thieves rushes the tavern. The crowd quietly scatters except for our 4 heroes. I swiftly cast a fire spell. Sally rolls for casting a fire spell. It's a success. One of the thieves bursts into flames. I throw 2 of my daggers at the thieves. It's a tough roll. You'll need a 5 or better. Ouch. You roll a 4. One of the dagger hits one of the thieves, who falls dead to the ground. The other dagger graces Grim the Brute's shoulder. Grim loses a bit of health. What? Come on, use your imagination. Jill? I heal Grim with a spell? Hey, you can't do that. Only high elves and mages can use spells. Rolling the die. It turns out Jill the Elf's a high elf and successfully heals Grim. Now, if Jill's spell only had the power to make Grim enjoy this. Yeah, I just don't get this game. And so we come to Grim the Brute. Come on, use your imagination.
Spank Sally. Yeah, just keep spanking Sally.
I do want to attack, though.
No, the dick points.
I spank Sally again, hard. Ouch, what the hell? Relax, it's just a game. I'm not spanking you in real life. Just knowing that you're imagining something makes this weird. I'm not imagining anything close to what you may think. Silence! Uh-oh. Yeah, that fits her.
Yep.
I think it's time for classes. Let's go. Is there something wrong with Isabella? She seems angrier than usual. It's probably one of those days. I'll check up on her. Thanks for the company and the game. Hey, you!
Me?
Yes, Grim, right? Yeah, that's me. Hi, Camilla, and you are? Wow, way to leave an impression. I'm Mona. I'm in your English and math classes. Oh, that's right. Did you want anything? Class is starting soon. Kamala? Yes, yeah, Simona and I are in a scavenger hunt. We need a pair of underwear from a guy. And I'm that guy? If you want to be. I'm confused. Isn't Maya doing this scavenger hunt with you? Yeah, but she's off buying 10 packs of condoms. Ha ha. Sounds like a fun night. Ha ha. Oh, stop it. Is that Sage and Riona over there? Yeah. Sage is my mother and Riona is Kamala's mother. They can't help us with this. Now, where did we land on getting those pair of underwear?
Sure.
Sure, but I can't just strip out here. Let's go to the bathroom. What do you need these for? Like, what are you gonna do with them? No clue. We just showed them to Sage and dropped them off at the Hots. Stop it. What are you doing? Shh, I'm just checking something. You mean you're checking his thing? Yeah, whatever.
Ew. Yep. Call Camilla out.
Are you done in there yet? I would be. Camilla wasn't waiting for a chance to catch a peek of my dick. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I told you to stop. Did you see what you wanted to see? Almost.
Show her.
I better teach them a lesson. Okay, it's your turn now. Show me what you got. What? For real? Get in here. Come on, both of you. Consider it punishment for peeking and payment for the underwear. Fine, but not a word about this to anyone. Is that what you wanted to see? Yeah, Kimmel is definitely showing what I wanted to see. Haha, you slut, you're going commando, aren't you? What? Ah! How about now?
Continue.
Nice. Now strip and lose your tops too. Are you joking? No, I'm not. I showed my dick, remember? Only to Kamala. I didn't see it. Unzips pants. There. Oh, wow. Let's go. Perfect. Now turn around for me. Okay, what now? I don't know. What do you think, Kamala? I want it. Kamala, what? I do. Why do you think I peaked to begin with? You're such a slut. Don't act like you don't want it either. Grim, put it into Mona slowly. I want to see how her smile grows with pleasure. Haha, I'm going to get you for this. Okay, do it. Oh, damn. Ugh. Oh, God. Fuck. Shh, you don't want anyone to overhear us. Here, get on me. This guy loves to be in control, huh? Maybe you can cross this off your scavenger hunt, too. I wish.
Fuck Camilla.
Here we go, I'm gonna give you what you wanted. Yes! Breathe! Yes! He's fingering her while he does the other one. What is it with you two? Keep it down or I'll stop. She says. Do you fuck them both? Oh, you can do both. You like it when I spank you, right? Yes, don't stop, she says. Okay, I'm coming.
That's
You ready, girls? I'm gonna come.
I figured if you did it inside, it'd be a whole nother list of problems.
Yeah. Wow, you better clean each other up before heading back out there. This guy's fun. Here you go, one pair of underwear. Thank you, you've been most helpful. Oh, you wouldn't happen to know where to find a rainbow-colored umbrella. Is that really on your list? Lame, huh? Yeah, I have no clue. Anyway, thanks for the help. If you're reading this, you might as well take a look at my clothes.
It's red there.
That sounds like something you'd wear.
Yeah. You know, I have one with stripper silhouettes on it. It says I support single mothers.
Yeah. Did you see what Daw brought with him? His shaker? Shit, we're really doing this now? Damn straight, I didn't jizz into this for nothing. That's so gross. Here, take it. Dude, no! You said you'd do it. I don't know what I was thinking when I said that. I don't want to touch something that was on your dick. Come on, you'll get used to it. What? I'm not going to get used to it. Okay, let's do it like this. I'll put it in your pocket, and then you only have to touch it once. Hey, I didn't agree to that. It's in there now. Relax. Now we just wait until there's a break, and we'll do it. You're telling me I have to sit in class with your cum in my pants until then? I did so not hear that. Kathy is dressing casually at work? That's new.
Moist.
What? Guess what, class? It's time for another quiz. You gotta be kidding me!
It's always kidding. Okay. Cat. Tang?
I don't think that's a word.
You'd be surprised what's a word. Can?
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah. Oh!
Cunt.
Oh. Hold on.
Cunt.
Oh, will it count? Yeah. No, ain't a word. Oh, wow. It won't let me use it.
Gin. G-I-N.
Yep. Are you gonna have to use the... Oh!
Yeah, you got 100% on the sixth ladder.
Yeah, I know, because that's for his other game, Acting Lessons. Oh, giant. And there was also acing. I did not know acing was a word. We would have fucked that one.
Again? A-G-I-N?
I didn't know that was a word.
Again?
Did not know it was
Do
a
it
word.
To me again.
No, A-G-I-N. Yeah. Not A-G-I-A-N.
Oh, well.
It worked.
Oh, well.
It worked!
It works. Get out of here.
I wonder if that works. Yes.
Tick. Tack.
Yeah.
Can? Or no, you did can. Cig? Like cigarette? No, it didn't
do it. No. You have to bring out your phone on this one. And I... No, I keep thinking it's that. I got one. Knit.
Letter words.
Yeah.
And four letter words.
And three letter words. I know, right?
Alright. Five letter words. Actin. A-C-T-I-N.
Huh?
A-C-T-I-N.
Oh my god, that's a word.
Yeah. Antic, A-N-T-I-C.
Oh, wow, yeah, Antic.
Okay, you got 100% on that. Let me see, four letter.
You don't have much time.
Kain, C-A-I-N. Hell, this one just went over.
That didn't work.
Kain Wetton?
No.
Oh, let me see. Gain, G-A-I-N.
Oh, yeah. We could have got that.
Well, good thing we didn't cheat. Nat, G-N-A-T.
Oh, no, it's there already.
Gate, G-A-I-T.
Oh! It's there.
Oh.
It's over.
Oh. Oh.
We did it. We just didn't do very good. That was kind of hard.
Yeah.
Duh, don't be stupid. Put that away. I'm not being stupid. I'm being crafty.
We're the ones that you...
Could you look up number four for me? Boys, is that a phone? I'm waiting for a very important phone call. Hallway, now. Here it goes. This is so sick. This is your final warning, boys.
You know what this was in Van Wilder.
I hadn't, seen, made them, hadn't the, seen it yet.
They made them these cream puffs, except the frosting was jizz from their dog.
Ooh!
Their bulldog.
I have not seen that, but I got it.
It's the first, yeah, the first one. The second one's good, too, but the first one's...
I'll check them out. Class dismissed. Hey, he didn't drink it yet, did he? Nope. I got a pain in my neck from checking every minute. Let's follow him and see if he drinks. Come on, just drink it. Or this prank is no good. Hey, that's the redhead I like. Seriously? That one? I think she's Dawes' girl. Really? That's a shame. Look, look, he's drinking. Get that camera ready. Oh my god, he's really drinking all of it. This is so bad. This is gonna be great. Arius, you need to stop dodging my phone calls. I want to have a talk with you. I'm not dodging them. I've been busy. Anyway, I still want to have a... What's up with you? There's something weird with my protein shake. I think it was thicker than usual. You have to shake it more to get out the lumps. Do you think I know how to shake... Don't you think I know how to shake a protein shake by now? Slosh, 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 hmm? What the fuck is that a...
I knew that was coming.
Ah, you sicko! I've been poisoned! Yes, we got it! Oh, shit! We're on fucking fire, ass man! At this rate, we're gonna complete most of the tests before Saturday. We still have the really hard ones left. Speak of the devil. Damn, she's so fucking hot. I can't believe that you're gonna fuck her. You're speaking as if it's a given. Well, it is. She flashed you. Maybe she's just looking for a thrill. I don't know. Then find out. Good afternoon, class. Are we filling up for some proper discussions? Today, I want to engage in a conversation about the difference between sex and gender. I trust that you all did your homework and read up on the topic.
Uh-oh, we're going to fail this one. What I believe may not be what the game believes.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead and pair up. Hey, hey, don't go, ass man. Let's do this one together. I'm not sure Jade would like that. I'm sure she won't mind. Here, I'll start. What's the deal with vaginas? They're either dry or what? Am I right?
I don't know. You trying to get... Agree.
Yeah, I guess that's a bit of a mystery. That's a very interesting standpoint. They come in so many different shapes, too. One time I saw a vagina that looked like a pair of clown's lips. You know, the really red and big ones. Really, clown's lips? Yeah, all that was missing was red pubes for a wig. True story. What's your favorite kind of vagina, ass man?
No preference?
I don't have a preference, really. Pussy is indeed pussy. You couldn't be more right about that, ass man. Derek, this class would be more meaningful if you were to pair up with someone who has a different opinion than yours and challenges you. No, no more. Every time now. Every fucking time I've been paired up with Wendy. This ends today. I want to be with my buddy. He and I will sit here and we will discuss vaginas. Kill me. Someone please just kill me.
That's good.
It looks like we're one student short today. It seems so. Then you're with me. Come, let's sit in the back where we won't bother the rest of the class. Take a seat. So, Grim, now's your chance to talk for a change. Haha, yeah, I guess you're right. What's the matter? I have no idea what I should talk about. The topic is the difference between gender and sex. What comes to mind when you hear those words? Gender is like male or female, right? Did you read the literature? Sorry, no, this week has been crazy. With all the hazing, I didn't find time to do it. Okay, let me hear your personal views on it then. You said gender is male or female. In which ways? You know, biological ways. Then what would sex be? The same thing maybe? I don't know. At least you didn't say it's a verb. Haha! Commonly, sex refers to the biological element. Females have vaginas. She just flashed me again, what the hell? And males have... cocks. Oh shit, she's going for it. While sex stems from biology, gender, on the other hand, can mean so much more. She doesn't let it go, is she crazy?
Take it further.
What if a student should see what she's doing? But we're pretty hidden over here, and I'm not the one to turn a hot woman like her down. Let's find out if she's serious or not. I've actually taken the step. That was easy. Not to mention fucking exciting. And he seems to be following my lead. I can't believe I'm doing this in class with a student. It's grounds for dismissal, not to mention a lot of additional trouble. That's what makes it so fucking hot. I stomach sack normally. I can't risk anyone seeing this. Gender can mean roles that individuals assume in society and in their personal lives. Look at her doing that so casually. She's a fucking pro. I wonder how many times she's done this before. Just because your sex is male doesn't mean that you identify as such. Thus, your gender role is different. Her feet are so soft and smooth. They smell of perfume and lotion. I love how she alternates between stroking the tip and shaft. She does it so effortlessly. I wonder how she reacts if I try to touch her pussy. In today's society, this boy's really trying to test me. But he's not the one in charge here. I'm gonna make that perfectly clear. As I was saying, in today's society, there's a growing acceptance of gender neutrality and identification. How the hell did I end up getting a hand job in class from one of the hottest teachers I've ever seen? Oh god, it's even better than when I do it myself. Her wrist is moving so sexy as if she's jerking me off. She has such a great technique. She knows exactly how to squeeze it. Jade? Oh fuck! Yes? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a question. Fuck, just when it started to get good. Yes, what's your question? She's not stopping. She's out of her mind. If that student sees her doing this, we're both screwed. Would you say that an individual with a male sex identifying as a female gender is female or male? Which takes precedence, biology or the individual's perception? It is an excellent philosophical question. What do you think about this, Grim? Man, I'm gonna bust soon. Grim? Huh? What do you think a biological male identifying as a female should be called? Male or female? Female. A female. Yes, a female. Grim here has adopted the view that it's the choice of the individual that matters. It's very common today, mostly accepted. The gender identification can, however, never change the fact that sex also defines an individual. That's why tolerance is so important. Shit, I'm coming. Yes, yes, yes. So important. Thanks, Jay. I hope you felt today's class got you some release. Keep this up and I'm sure you'll pass with the highest grade. Maybe I could get some private courses to pass it easier. I'll see what I can do. Not surprising. You're wrong again, Wendy. Nature doesn't lie. Just because you chop your dick off doesn't mean you're a woman. What you call a banana a peach just because you cut it halfway and magically tucked it in? Or what you call it a disgusting and mush banana? But just because you decide to, you can't be gender neutral. Look at the fucking DNA. There's XX and XY and some weird ass mutations that still makes you a woman. What's that neutral person? Where is it? You're confusing sex and gender. Did you even read your homework? Oh, and also, what about hermaphrodites? They have both a penis and a vagina. Good fucking point. Fuck me, she actually made a good point. That's the actual good point. But that's such a fucking rarity.
Point, but
it's a rarity.
The XX and XY chromosomes, one of them would probably still be present. I'd have to look that up.
It's really bizarre. Somebody really has to do some research on that. Since we're all women in the earliest stages of life, I would call it a male due to the penis. That's actually fucking true. We're all women at first, but as it later on, you can look that up. I've actually done research. We all started. I would call it male due to the penis. I always call it male due to the penis. This is completely off topic, but I've said this multiple times because I've been approached with this. Mm-hmm. The masculine part determines masculinity. Women do not have penises. I don't care who they are, they don't have penises.
Yeah.
So, if you have a penis, you're a man. That's all it is. That's why they were trying to say, like, what about a woman that pegs you with a penis in the ass? I think that is a masculine and gay act. And I say it's gay because essentially they're using a part that they don't possess.
Yeah.
And they're using a masculine, the masculine part is the penis. Yeah. I don't care if it's plastic or whatever. If it's going into you, it's a gay act. I think putting a dildo inside of your anus is gay.
A girl in the ass, what would you call that?
See, that's the issue. Well, you're a man, though.
You're a man.
But you're
a man
fucking her, fucking in her ass.
Another gay dude.
But if she's fucking you in your ass, which isn't even, I'll tell you why. Because they don't have innies, they have outies. That's the thing. If a woman has an innie, she's not a woman. So if a woman is using a male part to have sex with you in your ass, it's a gay act, even if it's a woman. That's what I think.
That's an interesting theory.
I think so. It's a gay act because anything going into your ass, even if you're putting it there yourself, is gay.
I'm not into any of it, but
because
I would
if
say
a man,
it's more of a
if a man is
BDSM act.
Well, okay, I understand that, but I think pegging is gay. I think any woman that is pegging a man is taking the masculine role of domination and sex.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're taking the masculine role, they're putting themselves in a man's position.
But women can dominate without pegging, though. They don't have
but
to.
But in that specific point,
but only with the guy's permission, because if the guy didn't want it, all they'd have to do is rip her.
Right, true. But they aren't just a male. A male with some extra holes, then. A Swiss male. You're so fucking stupid. Great argument, Wendy. Argue the point instead of insulting me. Boom. Points to Derek. I don't even like giving people points in arguments, but yeah, that's true. I'm so sick of you. Me too, Wendy, and so are the others in here as well. Apparently, we're both at the bottom of the food chain in this class. You really got the golden opportunity now, ass man. Fucking a teacher. No one is expecting us to complete that one. That's too good to be true. Yeah, I suggested some private courses, and she said she would look into it. Difficult part would be to get the proof. Just grab your phone as you fuck her and then get out of there. I mean, this is just about the pledge board, right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to make things awkward, though. And if she sees what we're that we're doing that, there might be more trouble than doing it without her noticing. How about something else, like taking a photo through a pair of binoculars? Ah, that's gonna be tricky, and it depends on where you're fucking her too. Maybe at her place? But her husband's gonna be a problem. Maybe a hotel? Yeah, maybe. We can think of the details if she suggests it. If she suggests it? We don't have a lot of time to just sit around and wait for her to do it. You gotta show her that you want her. It's the only way to make it work. Be more forward with her, and the next time you see her, make sure you ask her up front to bang her. Look at that pledge board. It feels like we've done a lot. But we've barely made a dent. Just the gay guard catcher, the stripper signature, and the prank. There are only 3 days to go. Don't be like this. We're on our way with several of these tasks. Wanna wear the helmet? Wear the helmet. Yeah, give it here. It's my turn. Alright, I'm off to find someone to bang. What will you be up to? I'm gonna pay Jill another visit. I owe her something. Okay. This is where we're going to end it for now. That was a really interesting... A lot of shit happened. As always.
Yes, it's I guess it's a stopping point. I'm gonna have to see if I have this.
Yeah, it's a good game, but we're almost there. This is a fun game. And there's so many different ways you can play it. There's so many different choices you can make. So, alright, guys. I hope you enjoyed Grimm's Adult Games Corner with being a dick. And let people know that want to give me shit about how you're a degenerate pervert incel, whatever the fuck they want to say. Let people know that, hey, I like this content. I want a place where I can see this content and enjoy this content. And this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here, along with DP.